This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called her surreal ghostly scene in a devastated village. She pledged quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured a village on the river in western Germany where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly flooding, rising floodwaters. Although they had no deaths or injuries in the town, other places were not so lucky. The death toll in the one area where Scholz is located stood at 112. The frontrunner to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany's September election has apologized for a scene in which he was seen laughing in the background as the country's president delivered a statement on the devastating floods in Western Germany. Armin Laschet is the candidate of Merkel's center-right Union Bloc to be Germany's next leader. He is also the governor of North Rhine-Westphalia state, which was one of two badly hit areas by last week's floods. A rights group in Russia is shutting down, citing a fear that its members and supporters would be prosecuted after the Russian authorities blocked the group's website for allegedly publishing content from an undesirable organization. The Team 29 Association of Law and Journalists, specializing in treason and espionage cases and freedom of information issues, said Sunday that Russians and authorities accused it of spreading content of a Czech group that had been declared undesirable in Russia. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.